If she won't go to the border will go to her. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently delivered a surprise to Vice President Kamala Harris' doorstep. Another day, another doorbell ring, and another bus full of illegal migrants standing on the street curb. I'm Gary Franchi. I want you to stay on top of the latest news. Hit subscribe and tell your friends you heard it at the Next News Network. As the latest bus from Texas to be sent to the nation's capital to deal with the ongoing border crisis, around 40 migrants, or 50, excuse me, were dropped off in front of the U.S. Naval Observatory, where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. Upon being processed and released by the Border Patrol, the migrants told Town Hall Media that they were from Ecuador, Argentina, and Nicaragua. The group crossed the Rio Grande illegally from Piedras Negras, Mexico, to Eagle Pass, Texas. Watch. Local volunteers and migrant aid groups were waiting to greet the new arrivals being dropped off at the Naval Observatory, quickly organizing them into smaller groups for transport away. Despite the high number of illegal crossings, immigrants willingly get on the bus and sign waivers to participate in Texas Relocation Program, which is designed to relieve pressure on smaller border towns. As noted by Fox 5 DC, several buses transported nearly 150 migrants to the Naval Observatory in September and around 80 more in October. Since April, almost 8,400 migrants have been bused from Texas to Washington, D.C. Over 3,800 people have been sent to New York City since August 5th, and 1,200 have been sent to Chicago since August 31st. The first bus of migrants from Texas for Philadelphia left for Philadelphia this week. As part of Abbott's Operation Lone Star program, the bus trips are meant to, quote, fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. The Biden administration's refusal to secure our southern border has put American lives at risk. The situation at the border is a crisis, and it's only getting worse. Drug cartels are taking advantage of the open border by trafficking billions of dollars in hard drugs that are overrunning American neighborhoods and killing our most vulnerable. It's time for the Biden administration to take action and secure our southern border right now. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. Yes, we're only just discovering the anti-aging power of collagen. Myself and thousands of others, for example, have already experienced these powers firsthand, but there is a secret. I don't take typical collagen. I use Health with Gary. This special collagen provides five key collagen types from four unique sources. The result? My skin looks and feels younger, and I feel amazing. I have more energy now than I've had in years. So take Health with Gary today. Your wrinkles will thank you. Take advantage of the Black Friday deal by going to healthwithgary.com or click the link below to get up to 51% off of your order. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.